Good day, honorable judges, my moderator, timekeeper, my fellow co-debater.
Now let's debate. Let me introduce you to the contestants in our first debate. Our first debater is an SS3 student at Canon James Pierce Anglican College. She's 16 years old. Ihuoma Osunkwo, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you.
Our second debater is an SS3 student at Rolex Comprehensive College, Iba, in Ojo. She's a 15-year-old student of that school. Chidacherem Ike Onuma, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you very much.
All right, so I'm going to need both of you to speak into the mic and speak loudly so that everybody in Lagos can hear you. We've got 1 million people listening to this. They want to hear you as clearly as possible. Now, the contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I will give you a topic. One of you will be in support and one of you will be in opposition. You will each first get 3 minutes to represent your positions, and then you will each get another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points that your opponents have made. Remember that this is not the playoffs, so your time is your time. This is the main event. That means that there are no do-overs. If you make an error, the clock is the clock. Now, I'm going to judge your rounds. My panel of judges are going to judge both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, you're not going to score any points for that. If your thoughts are very clearly stated, clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you lots of points. Number of opponents' points you address during the rebuttal rounds, that will earn you points. The strength of your rebuttal of each point will also earn you points. Now, if your scores are tied, there will be a tiebreaker round. You will switch sides. You will have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You'll be scored for all new points that you make, which were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to the points you made earlier on. Now, both of you already know your topics, but I'm hoping that these points are clear.
Yes.
Did you read the emails yourself?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. Fantastic. Now, your topic is elective offices should be zoned and rotated. Let's decide who supports and who opposes. I've got two pieces of paper in my hand. Ihuoma, pick one. Oh, sorry. Chinecherem, pick one. Ihuoma, pick the other one. All right. So, who's supporting and who's opposing? Okay, you're going to please need to speak into the mic. You can move the mic closer to you so that you're comfortable when you're debating. So, we have Ihuoma supporting.
Yes.
And Chinecherem opposing. Okay, so let's make a quick note of who is opposing and who is supporting. All right, it's time for round one, the presentation round. Let's start with the motion supporter, and then we will come to the motion opposer. Ihuoma, your time starts now.
The conflict between the Arewas and the Biafrans, the Easterners and the Northerners, the problem that they have. Good day, honorable educators, member of the opposing team, my great timekeeper, my over listening audience. My name is Ihuoma Osunkwo, an SS3 student of Canon James Pierce Anglican College, and I am here to support the motion which says elective offices should be zoned and rotated. To answer the present anxiety of many Nigerians of today, what exactly is zoning? Zoning is the act of rotating governmental positions through the 6 geopolitical zones of our dear country, Nigeria. Now, what is the government and who does it exist for? According to Abraham Lincoln, the government is of the people, for the people, and by the people. And as a government, it exists for everyone and every part of the society. Now, Nigeria being a multi-ethnic society, it's just there that governmental position should be rotated. Now, the fact that we have a concept of quota system and federal character distributed to give an equal distribution of things and resources in our country, why shouldn't it be implemented in our governmental positions? Also, a place where a president emerges from might not determine if our country will be the best, but to give a sense of balance to the various ethnic groups and the various geopolitical zones that we have in our country. It's to give rotation, inclusion, and governance properly in our country. Now, according to the 1999 Constitution of our day country, Nigeria, Section 131 says the qualification needed for any person to participate in a presidential election. Section 14, Part 3, states that no ethnic group should be predominant over another. Section 1, Subsection 2, states that anybody who wants to govern this country must be in line with the Constitution. So what do we say if our Constitution says that we should be in line with it? That means no ethnic group should be the one leading our country. According to Article 7 of PDP and APC, being the All Progressive Congress and the People Democratic Party, their constitution also supports in zoning. But would you say that they've been participating in that? Now, what would you say if I can't, if I tell you that our country has taken most leadership from the Northerners, taking 45 years, the West has taken 8 years, and it was taking 6 months? In the name of Major General Aguri Ironsi, who took only 6 months of leadership in 1960s and was bloodily killed. Now, also, to even get you more, much and much more excited, zoning is used around the whole world, from the UN Secretary Council to the Nigerian Bar Association to the African Union. The UN being in the United Nations Security Council, between the 5 states being America, Britain, France, Russia, China, and the African Union being the geopolitical zones around Africa. So what would you say if we do not zone our country? People will beg to differ and tell me that it's great, it creates a kind of economic instability or political instability. But I tell you that if we zone with the proper people, our country will be better. I hope this magnanimous and wonderful point of mine I'll be able to convince you and not confuse you as to why zoning should be implemented in our governance as of today. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Ifuoma there. Ifuoma Osunkwo is an SS3 student at Canon James Pierce Anglican College. She's 16 years old. I'm seeing a lapel on her chest. She's the Labour prefect at the school, representing Canon James Pierce. Ifuoma, tough act to follow there. Let's come to you now, Chinecherem Ikeonuma. Chinecherem Ikeonuma is also in SS3. She's a student at Rolex Comprehensive College. That's in Ojo. She's 15 years old. Your time starts now.
Germany, Israel, Malaysia, Turkey. These countries have tried at one point or the other to rotate and zone their elective offices, but it didn't work out because of its divisive tendencies. Apart from its undemocratic nature, it is a tool used by a few selfish elites to railroad their citizens into perpetual subservience. They use this to elongate their political careers because zoning and rotating of elective offices restrict political opportunities to a selective group, which promotes mediocrity, rigging, and the inability to elect intelligent and vision-driven leaders who have who are able to bring gains of democracy to the people. Should elective offices be zoned and rotated? Definitely not. But before I proceed, good day, moderator, panel of judges, timekeeper, co-debater, and audience. My name is Ikeonuma Chinecherem, a student of Rolex Comprehensive College, and I'm here to oppose the motion which states that elective offices should be zoned and rotated. Zoning and rotating of elective offices gained more ground in Nigeria when the term of President Chiyom Shagari expired. It was agreed unofficially by the members of his party, the National Party of Nigeria, NPN, that power should travel to the West. This was to create some kind of federal character. But before this could happen, there was a rancor coupled with the military coup that sends power back to the North. In order to compensate the Westerners, the two candidates from the 1999 elections were Westerners, before power was again shifted to the North. Unfortunately, President Yar'Adua died, and Nigeria almost fell off the cliff because of the stubborn refusal by those who maintained that power be zoned to ensure a smooth transition of presidential powers that the Constitution guarantees. This makes zoning and rotating of elective offices a very dangerous political formula. In 1979, President Obasanjo admitted instrumenting power to the North. He did it again in 2007, which was corroborated by President Yar'Adua. Electoral laws were violated, and this led to massive rigging of elections at all levels. It is a fact that Nigeria has been ruled for 48 years by people from the North, and still it has not led to development of that region. This makes the zoning and rotating formula a formula that brings mediocrity and underdevelopment in government. Abubakar Tafawa Balewa said, "Unity is our greatest concern and it is our duty to work towards it together. But as it is now, Nigeria is more divided than ever because of the adoption of zoning and rotating of elective offices." With this point, I hope I've been able to convince you that elective offices should not be zoned and rotated. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Fantastic work there from Chinecherem. Chinecherem Ikeonuma is an SS3 student at Rolex Comprehensive College. That's in Iba, in Ojo. Let me remind you, Lagos, that Printivo is one of our partners for this tournament, providing 7 years for the kids. And of course, our headline sponsor is Paystack. Paystack lets your business receive payments from anyone, anywhere in the world, and in any currency, and they're going to make sure that our winner gets their alert if our winner makes it to the finals and wins 1 million naira. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. If you just tuned in, this is I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's a student's debate tournament. Came back yesterday, the 7th of March. Today's day two, and we have two phenomenal debaters who are in round one. We have two more waiting for round two. Now, let's move to the rebuttal round. Now, this time, we're going to start with the motion opposer. China Cherem, your time starts now. You've got 2 minutes.
I heard my partner say, I heard her say that when the proper people lead, there's an advantage. But I feel that when the proper people should lead. Politics is just like a game. There has to be, you have to be. My partner said that the proper people, if the proper people are given the chance to lead, that means zoning and rotating will have some kind of advantage. But I feel that there's no such thing as proper people. Using Nigeria as a case study, in our country, we have many. Using our country as a case study, we have many. Our president.
Your time's up. Thank you very much, Chine Cherem. Chine Cherem Ikonuma is an SS3 student at Rolex Comprehensive College in Ojo. Well done. All right, Ihoma, your time starts now.
I heard my co-debater say that other countries participate in zoning and it hasn't worked for them. I have to ask you the same thing. Like, do you think that the fact that other countries have done the same thing that Nigeria is the same? Also, you said it restricts political rigging, am I right? Now, everybody says that Nigeria is one. In a case where there is division and it's a very divisive formula being used because we are being cheated of our rights, of different ethnic groups, minority ethnic groups, to assume leadership, what then can you say? Now, I heard you say something about Major Aguri Ironsi. Yes, particularly for Major Aguri Ironsi, he assumed leadership to take over because at that time he killed two of the major northern leaders. And if to say that, oh, that was the wrong thing to do, how can the northerners come back to him 6 months after he has taken leadership to come and state that it was their territory? Can you define Nigeria by one ethnic group? Can you define Nigeria by one society? As I said before, Abraham Lincoln says, government of the people, for the people, and by the people. So I ask you once again, can you define Nigeria by the Hausas taking over? Nigeria is not divided, except you think so. Nigeria is not divided if we put it together, the effort needed. And nobody, no ethnic group has monopoly of talent. There is always one qualified person. And if you want to tell me that people are not qualified, then let's look. Now, the major thing about Biafra that came up...
Your time is up. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Uroma Sunko is a labor prefect. She's an SS3 student at at Canon James Pierce Anglican College. All right, Lagos. We'll take a break. A very quick break. We'll hear from our headline sponsor. And then... we'll come back and we'll find out who has won the first round of day two's round of 16. You're listening to I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am your moderator, Sandra Ezekwesili. Thank you very much, Paystack, for sponsoring this, being our headline sponsor on this event. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. I've had amazing debaters on the show today. Simply amazing. And of course, there can only be one winner, right? Thank you both for a wonderful debate. Let's take a look at the scores. They are in. In the presentation round, Ihoma scored 30 points. Chinecherem scored 27. The judges awarded Ihoma 21 points for style, and they awarded Chinecherem 15 points for style. In the rebuttal round, Ihoma scored 9 points. Chinecherem scored 0. Style, the judges awarded Ihoma 9 points, and they awarded Chinecherem 6 points. And with a total of 69 points, Ihoma Osunkwo from Canon James Pierce Anglican College moves forward to the quarterfinals. Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We're going to see you next week during the quarterfinals. Chinecherem, well done. Thank you for taking part. You did so well. And remember, there were over 240 applicants and you were in the top 10%. So let that mean something to you. Thank you so much. And thank you again to Printivo for the gifts that our kids have gotten. Our kids are walking away from the studio with. Also gets ice cream from Just Food, because you just give us a fire show. You need to cool off. So we'll get some chilled ice cream and cool off. Okay? Okay. All right. So please, ladies, leave the studio. Thank you very much for your time. Well done. That was a fantastic showing for both of you. Congratulations again to Ihoma.
Good day, honorable judges, my moderator, timekeeper, my fellow co-debater. My name is